hurt you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, it started when I was looking over my schedule for the week, and I realized how little time I have, for us to hang out. And I thought about how... Sounds ridiculous now, but I thought about how you, talked about the other day, how you missed me and you wished we could spend more time together. And, I just got scared that, you'd get mad or that you'd think I didn't want to spend time with you, but I just don't have time. And then I thought about how many things I have to do at work, and suddenly my breathing had just gone out of control, and I was sweating, and I was shaky, and I don't understand what happened. I was fine beforehand. I know, I need to breathe. I know, baby, I know. I know you'd never get mad at me. I just get nervous, cause... my ex, I mean, he used to... get really mad when... I couldn't spend time with him, and... I know you've never gotten mad at me like that, but I'm just... worried that... you're gonna get mad at me. Thank you for holding me. I feel so much better in your arms. I know. I know when I'm thinking about it that you'd never, but I guess it's just my immediate response is to think the other. Because for so long I had to. I don't want to disappoint you. And I also don't... I don't want to get overwhelmed with work and then my health falls behind and then I can spend even less time with you because I have doctor's appointments and... I know, I'm getting too in my head. I know. Thank you, baby. Thank you. And through the nose. Out through the mouth. And through the nose. Out through the mouth. And through the nose. Out through the mouth. More water. Yes, sir. I know, I just get in my head about it, I guess. I love you so much. Thank you for taking such good care of me. Thank you. Thank you. I love you.